Welcome to Shomar Shom on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishpas, Haim Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding a Sanhedrin Dafnun. The Gemara, towards the end of Amud Beis, brings the Braisa that starts by saying, it says, Bas ish koyin ki techil. Techil loshon chilul. Yechol afilu chilul lois ha-Shabbos. Could it be we talk about chilul Shabbos? Tomud loimai liznois bechilulin shebeznus akosu medaber. We're talking about that she did znus. Meaning there was a tzad in the Gemara that when it says that Bas Koyin has the judgment of Sreifa, of burning, is what she does Chilul Shabbos. So the Gemara in the top of Nun Aleph and Aleph explains, what was the Havamina? Why would you think that a Bas Koyin does Chilul Shabbos will get Sreifa? So the Gemara says, we're going according to Mandoma, according to Abshimin, the whole that Sreifa is more Chomer. And therefore, Sakadai Tachamina, because we know the Achme Hu Behu Rachmone Bekoyani. The Rabbi Behu Mitzvahs Yaseiros. We know that there is Machar B'Kohanim. They gave him so many more mitzvahs. So maybe she will get Sreifa. The Chiddush is, she gets Sreifa only for Znos, not for Shabbos. Now the Chora you need to understand. So what if Kohanim have Mitzvahs Yaseiros? So they have other mitzvahs. How does that affect their Shabbos? Their Shabbos is not different than any other Yisrael. So why would you think, why would it even be a Havam, you know, that a Bas Koyin who does Chilul Shabbos will get a punishment which is more chomer than a regular Jew because she has other mitzvahs as a Bas Koyin? Says of Yosef Engel in his Sefer Lekach Toiv, do you see from here that the Gedusha of Kehuna doesn't affect only the new mitzvahs the Koyin gets, but every other mitzvah of the Koyin also is elevated and becomes a different type of mitzvah when it's done by the Koyin? You see that a Kohen is elevated in everything he does. Not only is mitzvah serious, he becomes a different type of yid. He's a shtik yid who is in a higher level. He brings a riot to that. So the Gemara says regarding a Kohen who became an Evet, the Gemara has a suffix, can the Odin, can the master give him a shivcho to marry like he gives to Yisrael? And why would I say not? Because a Kohen is more Kaddish, he has mitzvah serious. Mitzvah serious, what does that have to do with the shivcho? You see, the Kohen, everything he does, he's more elevated than a regular Yisrael. And then Sefer Avos Yohanan, or Yohanan Haibishitz, he says in the Pasuk that it says, Nevelo v'treifa lo yoichlu ha-Kohanim. The Gemara says, also Yisrael can't eat Nevelo v'treifas. So he brings it, the Rambam says that when we are in war, when Am Yisrael is in war, they have a heter to eat Nevelos. But only Yisraelim, not Kohanim. Because Kohanim have a different level of Kedusha. Rav Reuven Margolius over here in the Margolius Hayam adds to this, that you see that sometimes the same way we bring this a concept, that by a Kohen all the mitzvahs are different, also by in the time, when you're in a more holy time, the mitzvahs are different. Because the Pribigodim has a Chakiro, that maybe an Aveira that's done on Shabbos is more Chomer than an Aveira that's done in the weekday. A person speaks Lashon Hara, nothing to do with Shabbos. The Aver in Shabbos is more Chomer, because Shabbos is more Kaddish. Shabbos is more Kaddish regarding the Kedusha Shabbos. What does that have to do with other Averis? What does that have to do with Lashon Hara? But the whole day is elevated to another level. And similarly, the Ramak says the mitzvahs that are done on Shabbos are in a higher level than the mitzvahs that are done during the week. Reuven Margolius then quotes the Gemara in Menachas Daf Mem Tes. And interesting enough, he was focusing on one part of the Gemara. The Gemara there says that Musaf of Shabbos is more Mekudosh than Korban HaTomid of the next day, because Korban Musaf of Shabbos has the Gedusha of Shabbos. But interesting enough, the Gemara says even more than that. The Gemara says over there that Korban HaTomid of Shabbos, that for sure comes before the Musaf of Shabbos, because it has two milas. A, it's Tadir, it's every day, but it's also Mekudosh because it comes with Shabbos. Why is Korban Tomid coming on Shabbos more Mekudosh than Korban Tomid coming on a Sunday? They're both Korban Tomid. But the Pshat is because it comes in Shabbos, so it's a more elevated type of mitzvah. Because it belongs to a time which is more Kaddish. And Reuven Margolius continues on and brings that the mitzvahs that are done in Eretz Yisrael have a higher level of Kedusha than the ones in Chutz Laretz. And he brings that in the name of the Zohar. You can add the Ramban, that Iker Mokom HaMitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael. So you see from here in the three realms that we have in the world. You have Oilam, Shana, and Nefesh. In the world, in a more Kaddishic place like Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvahs, every mitzvah that's done over there is more elevated. the gabi shon, the gabi time, when a mitzvah is done on Shabbos, it's a more elevated mitzvah. And nefesh by a adam, when a kohen does a mitzvah, it's a higher level of mitzvah. And that's why the Gemara had a havam, you know, that the punishment for chilul Shabbos by a kohen will be more chomer than a chilul Shabbos by Israel. Tvarim nifloim me'oid sheyesh le'ayin behem harbe. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.